Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
In our previous episode, we discussed about the expectations of parents that they should have from their children. Now, what is the wrong expectation of parents when it comes to teaching Quran to their children?
The best thing that a child can receive from his parents, especially his or her parents, especially the father, is good education. The hadith which we have, it says that he should be, the parent should be giving a good name to his or her his child.
Child
should be teaching him the Quran, and should be teaching him about Islam. Now, when you talk about teaching the Holy Quran, it's not just teaching the recitation of the Holy Quran.
Yeah.
A child should, nowadays, it's become a fashion, especially in the West, that children are tutors, special tutors are engaged to teach their children, the children to recite the Quran.
Okay.
And they want their children to be able to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran, maybe at the age of whatever, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then that's all. But that's not the teaching of the Quran, is it? That's
just the reading part.
That's the reading and the recitation of the Quran. It's the remembrance, memorization of the Quran.
It's not the contemplation and interpretation.
You need, one level is the recitation. The second level is the memorization and proper recitation, proper with all its rules and the grammar that is there. And then the understanding of the meanings, the and contemplating about it. And the most important factor is the application of the Quran in our lives.
Wow.
So that's a when we the holy.
So it's a process of there are levels. There are so many levels. It's not just you're saying that parents,
when the children are expect their children to teach them the Quran, they're expecting them to teach them everything about life.
All right.
So nowadays it's become a fashion. We employ. I mean, that's good for many of our colleagues who teach children and make nowadays on the net, using the net, many of our students, colleagues, they are teaching children overseas and making money through that. That's not a bad thing, but that's not sufficient. The Quran is providing guidance for the whole of our lives.
Indeed.
So the important thing is that this attachment with the Quran should be for the whole life, for one's whole life. One should be completely in connection with the Quran and taking guidance and receiving guidance from the Holy Quran. But unfortunately, when we create an environment where we try to enforce this upon our children, And by virtue of that force, they start participating in these classes, and they start reciting the Quran, they start memorizing the Quran, and whether they like it or not, they are sent, or in places where you have in-house training facilities, you send your children to those facilities, the children will go whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
But when that is complete, that stage is completed, they will leave the Quran. They will return back to it. That is what's happening in our daily lives today.
All right. We'll discuss more on this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm signing up with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, you were saying that there are parents who actually spend a lot of money, who make efforts to teach Quran to their children, but they actually stop at the reciting part and they think that's enough and they're sent at a very early age. But you're saying that if they are just taught the recitation and just for a few years, then maybe they'll leave Quran, they won't come back to it.
They are repelled by that. If you want to make your children learn the Quran, then it should be done in a natural way. Just as a child learns a lot of things naturally without formal education, he learns a language, she learns a language. If the environment is provided, the proper, appropriate environment for learning a language is there, a child will learn that language in a natural way by listening to it, by repeating the words he has or she has learned and listened to. So gradually, a child can learn a language, and he or she can learn many languages at a very tender age. But that's the natural process. If he or she lives in a family who speak good Urdu, he or she will learn good Urdu. If he lives or she lives in a family who speaks good Persian, good English, in a natural way, he or she
picks
it up. And the same with the Holy Quran. If the environment is in our houses such that the Quran is being recited by us and it is being played on TV, it's being played on the various gadgets we have, there's a time where we all sit down and listen to the Quran and we become used to it. A child will naturally pick up the words and start repeating them and even pronouncing them with the proper accent.
All right.
Just as a child learns, if he listens to a song or a poem or a nursery rhyme, he picks it up.
And
he learns it very quickly by heart. So if we can teach our children to learn the Quran and become attached to the Quran in a natural way, then that
which
will
be, has different phases, you said. Course. First is
the
recitation.
First is the listening. First is the listening of the Quran.
Okay. You cannot just expect as a parent from your child, if I sent him, now he comes back and starts just reciting without the fact that he is used to listening. Because you said listening can be a good thing that you can do at home. It can be one of the greatest tools that could help the development of Quran.
So as with any language, you have four skills regarding the language. You have listening, you have speaking, you have
writing and reading.
Reading and writing. So these are built up in this natural way. The listening comes first, then recitation and speaking. Recitation, of course, is a form of speaking. I mean, when you pronounce the Arabic words, even if you don't know them, or you don't know their meanings, you don't understand what they mean, even then, it is a form of speaking. Your vocal cords and your lips and your tongue and your mouth and all of them are being employed to recite.
Yeah.
So it comes under speaking,
yeah.
Speaking properly. So reciting the Quran properly is a form of speaking.
Yeah.
So that is also natural. That can come naturally. And if we provide such an environment where our children are brought up in that environment, listening to the Quran, and
they may actually learn things naturally. We'll discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about wrong expectation of parents when it comes to teaching Quran to their children. Professor, you said unless and until you're not going to act upon the listening part, the acting part, the actually contemplation part, interpretation part, you're just sending your child out and expecting him to be coming as a great Qari, a great reciter of Quran, that's not enough. That's not going to be helping his life.
Yes. So again, there's a problem here. Some of us stress upon the hifz of the Quran, the memorization of the Quran. A Qari can become a Qari if he's a hafiz.
All right.
Being a hafiz,
a memorizer,
memorizing it by heart and being able to recite the Quran without looking at the Quran itself, the Quranic script itself, that is memorization of the Quran. But if you're not reciting it properly as a Qari should be doing so, you're missing out on one thing. So Qari, becoming a Qari and a hafiz should go hand in hand.
All right, they should go along together.
Then along with that qira'at and recitation, the meanings should come. Because you come to a certain stage of recitation which is called tartil. Tartil is actually recitation of the Quran with the emphasis on the meanings. Without knowing the meanings, the proper tartil cannot be carried out. You cannot take care of, you would not know where to stop, where to start. So you know
where to take about which kind of intonation.
Where is the waqf taking place? Where is the ibtida taking place?
To start, where to stop.
So if you don't know the meanings, you're not able to do the carry out the proper recitation also. So the Quran is an education, a complete system of education in its own, if it is expanded upon, if it is made the base. Nowadays, unfortunately, we teach the Quran separately. We teach beliefs and morals separately, whereas beliefs and morals should be grounded in the Quran.
They're extracted from it,
rather. They should be extracted. Even, yes, when we're talking about beliefs and even morals, many of these things can be elucidated, can be explained, and can be, reasoned by using your intellect.
All
but
right.
Even the intellectual approach, the rational approach to these things are brought about in the Quran itself, because the Holy Quran is even teaching us how to approach these things
different subjects.
Intellectually, yeah. Rationally. The Quran is not something which is devoid, and God forbid, from the rational experience that we should have as human beings.
Yeah.
It is not only defending it, it's not only accepting it, it is promoting it. The rational approach is the approach taken by the Quran.
Yeah.
Even the scientific approach is taken by the Quran to the extent
where it is. The jurisprudence, the akhlaq, the morals,
so,
the values,
the
everything.
Quran is a manifestation of all goodness.
Yeah.
So we need to teach our children the Quran. The children should be expecting us to teach us the
and
Quran.
And the ultimate
and
of that is that should be reflected in the practical
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.